This is Gloria Minot Presents.
Javier Pena retired from the Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, as a special agent in charge in January of 2014 after 30 years of service. His career was highlighted by his volunteering for assignment to the DEA office in Bogota, Colombia in 1988, where then Special Agent Pena and his partner, then Special Agent Steve Murphy, set out to bring down the notorious Medellin drug cartel led by Pablo Escobar. Well, he joins me this morning to talk about the National Geographic special. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning and thank you for having me.
And thank you for joining me. Well, larger than life, a megalomaniac with dreams of becoming Colombia's president. Who was Pablo Escobar? And you as a DEA agent, along with your partner Steve Murphy, pursued him tenaciously and subsequently, that is, captured him. Who was Pablo Escobar?
Pablo Escobar was probably the most notorious, barbaric narco trafficker that we ever saw. We call him the inventor of narco terrorism, but at the same time, you know, Pablo had that charismatic side of him where, you know, a lot of people considered him a Robin Hood. He built homes for the poor, he built churches, there's a neighborhood right now under his name, so he had that second side of him, which was a little bit, you know, I mean, he used the political situation to his advantage. However, the same breath, I mean, responsible for the death of, what, maybe 10 to 15,000 innocent people, you know, there's a conversation where he's talking to his wife, and they're on the phone, and we're intercepting it, and he's telling her how much he loves her, and then in the background you hear a person yell, and he tries to cover the phone, and he just tells he says, cover his mouth. Basically, they're torturing a poor guy that continues to tell his wife how much he loves her. So that's that type of personality we're dealing with.
I saw an interview on the internet where Escobar said that even though he was hiding, he was a happy man because he had his family, and something he denied hundreds of people who perished in massacres he masterminded and ordered.
Yes, and you are correct. I mean, who would place an airliner. He placed a bomb on the Avianca airline, killed about 100 some odd people, placed a bomb on the DAS building, which is the equivalent of the FBI office in Colombia, killed another 100, killed a presidential candidate. Who kills a presidential candidate? Luis Carlos Galan, who was running. And his platform was he was running and if elected would bring back extradition, which is what this traffickers all over the world, you know, one thing we're proud of, that all these traffickers all over the world, the only thing they hate is coming to a jail cell in the United States. And yes, kill lots of police officers, innocent people. He would place car bombs during the day at shopping malls. He put one at a bookstore where kids were buying their books. I mean, yes, he denied a lot of innocent people. He killed a lot of innocent people all in his fight against Colombia.
He gets credit for inventing the car bomb?
The narco terrorism. Well, we call him the inventor of narco terrorism. I had never seen narco terrorism. And, you know, narco terrorism, we're talking about car bombs. We're talking about bounties on police officers. He was offering money to his sicarios for many police officers that they could kill. That's what we call the narco terrorism, car bombs, bounties on police officers, you know, kidnap political people, anything he could do to intimidate the country of Colombia.
There were two cartels in Medellin. There was Escobar's Medellin cartel, and there was the Cali cartel. Whatever
right,
happened
correct.
To the Cali cartel?
Well, let me just, once Medellin cartel was disbanded, and they were totally disbanded, then the Cali cartel, which was in Cali, Colombia, another city in Colombia, they took over. The Rodriguez Orwella brothers, they're all in prison now in the United States, but after Escobar gets killed, Cali takes over. Cali cartel hated Pablo and vice versa. Pablo hated the Cali cartel. There's a famous bombing they put at the Monaco building. The Cali cartel puts a bomb in Pablo's building, and his daughter was pretty much, I mean, she's alive, but she's pretty much deaf because of that bomb. So they had a hatred for each other, but they were also dismantled of them.
Javier Pena, you spent 6 years in the search for Pablo Escobar before your team successfully captured and killed him, and you received Colombia's highest award given to someone not of Colombian descent, as well as commendation awards from the DEA and the international community. What was it like living in Colombia for that amount of time in order to catch Pablo Escobar? What was life like?
Life was, like I said, wrong time, wrong place. Mm-hmm. To me, what worried me was always the car bomb. You never knew where Escobar was putting them. He knew we were located in the search block, which was the Carlos Holguin Police Academy School. And it was the sicarios he had. He had about 300 to 500 young kids all working for him. They idolized him. However, we were always with our, we had a great police officers. We had great officers from the, there was a Dijin unit. They were handpicked officers. And these officers who started the first search on Escobar after the escape, they are brought back. We bring them back. So it was, they had a hatred of Escobar also because all the police officers he killed. And if I can also say that, you know, the real heroes in all of this is the Colombian National Police, not us, not anybody else. It was Colombian National Police who brought down Escobar. And if you look at, you know, how many, you know, 10,000 to 15,000 Colombians that this guy killed, and including Americans on the Avianca bomb. The airline had a couple of U.S. Citizens, and, you know, that mastermind behind that bomb was Pablo Escobar, but the guy who placed the bomb was a guy named La Kika, then Denny Munoz Mosquera, who was caught in New York City in 1989, right, you know. But, you know, Pablo Escobar had sent him to the U.S. to commit a terrorism act.
And as we wind down, if circumstances were a little different, Pablo Escobar could have become president of Colombia. He wanted to be president.
Yeah, he wanted to be. He had that political aspiration. He had that, you know, charisma going for him. However, he was a trafficker. People found out, and he was ousted. You know, and one of the you know what, the very thing that brought up this war was his hatred of extradition.
Mm-hmm.
That was what this was all about. 10,000 to 15,000 innocent people getting killed because of extradition to the United States.
And El Chapo is afraid of extradition himself. I mean, he was afraid until things changed. So they're all afraid of extradition to the United
States. They're all afraid. As I say, I've said it before, the only thing this rich trafficker fear is a jail cell in the United States.
And finally, what was the fascination? Because Netflix has a narco series coming up on Escobar. What's the fascination with him?
The fascination, and like I said, Pablo Escobar, a lot of people have heard of him, and I don't think people realize how powerful, how ruthless, how that dark side of the world works. So it's, there's the fascination, and also, like I said, we cannot glamorize that. I mean, no one can glamorize a person that's killed 10,000 to 15,000 innocent people.
Javier Pena, thank you so much for being my guest.
Thank you.
Take care.